And after, I went to the cashier and told her that she can go and... Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn off my handy.
Excuse me, your what?
Sorry, those stupid pseudo-anglicisms. My phone.
It's interesting that you use English words in German, and sometimes even with another meaning.
What you just heard was an example of an English influence on another language. Handy is a rather popular example for an anglicism in German. But as I already said, it is a special case, since it has a different meaning in both languages. On one side it means useful in English, but on the other side, in German, it is used as phone.
However, most of the anglicisms actually keep their meaning when they are adapted into another language. As you may or may not know, it is quite a common phenomenon in many languages. It is even so common that new words have been created to describe this with respect to many languages, such as Danglish for German and English, Spanglish for Spanish and English, or Konglish for Korean and English, and so on.
It has always been the case that languages influence each other. But nowadays, since English has become our global world language, it has a great influence on many languages all around the world. Due to globalization, English is demanded in many contexts such as science, business, economy, technology, and many others. Globalization is also a topic that concerns all of us and our future and the future of language development. So we were asking ourselves, how or in which ways will English influence other languages in the future? René, what do you think?
I think I'm on par with what most people would guess, namely that the influence will most likely increase in the future, especially in technology and everyday expressions which cannot be translated into, for example, German, which may be more accurate than words which already exist in this language. An English word I commonly use in German, and maybe some of you German listeners as well, is weird. Although German has the word seltsam, I feel like weird is slightly different and often more accurate and to the point than the possible German counterpart.
I know exactly what you mean. My use of the word weird is weirdly so frequent in my usage of English. Or another word is creepy. We say things like, "Willst du some freshly whipped cream zu deiner delicious apple tart?" in the future, or maybe even stuff like, "Yesterday war ich mit my mom in unserem Garten und habe ein few von unseren plants umgetopft und ich habe unfortunately ein pot of flowers voll on den ground getropft." Will we talk like that?
To be honest, I doubt it's going to be that heavy. Although, maybe there might be a few people who would certainly talk like that. But I think we can agree that the frequency of English words in other languages will increase, right?
Yeah, you're right. Even nowadays we have a lot of anglicisms and pseudo-anglicisms in our languages. And this trend will definitely go on. I know that my examples were pretty bonkers, but the frequency could be similar or comparable. Let's shortly digress. Have you seen the finale of Germany's Next Top Model 2020?
No, I have not. But I guess you're talking about the woman who talks a quite a strong mix of German and English, right?
Yes, René, you're absolutely right. I'm talking about Tamara. In this year's finale, she won the so-called Personality Award, and in her speech, she used a great number of anglicisms. In some parts, she even spoke fluent English, as she wasn't sure which language she should use. She also said sentences like, "Ich feier einfach everything about you," or "Bleibt schön disgusting." I recommend to look it up later.
Although I must say that it really is quite an extreme example. However, even in much smaller occurrences, there are some people who actually perceive the mixture of English with another language as a threat. For example, in Germany, there is an organization called Verein Deutscher Sprache, which, among other things, demands that the use of English and German should be completely abandoned, thinking that, I don't know, English might overtake it. Which I think is quite idiotic, since languages naturally change and influence each other. And it is extremely unlikely that English would erase, so to say, the German language.
I can fully agree with you. I think that the English language will continue to become the lingua franca of our world. And I really mean the whole world. There are also other lingua francas. For example, there are Spanish in the Americas or Russian in big parts of Asia. Those languages won't disappear, not at all. They will even continue to grow with regards to the number of speakers as they already are big languages, even world languages. But yet, English will surpass them. They are languages with a lot of influence, but their influence is not as big as the influence of English. I think it will become the language that interconnects us all and makes everyone understand each other. One day, people will rather take English as a choice of communication than other languages.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the case. Speaking of such widely spoken languages, I was thinking about whether Chinese could pose a threat to the status and influence of English in the world. There are some people who believe that this language might come close to English or even overtake it. If that were the case, to what extent would the change happen? Would English spread less influence where Chinese takes its current position? Would English and Chinese spread their influence on the same level, or barely anything change at all? I guess the first scenario might be the most likely of them all, but what do you think?
I agree with you that the Chinese language has gained quite a lot of influence in the past years, which is due to the gigantic rise of the Chinese economy. The worldwide significance of Chinese will even continue to rise, but since it is a very difficult language to learn for foreigners, and as English is already established as a big world language, it won't become a threat to the English language, in my opinion.
Oh, you think so? I guess it is indeed hard to say how exactly all of this might develop in the future. But I think we both agree that English is very likely to keep spreading its influence, although we are not sure whether other languages will obtain a similar status and if it would affect English in any way.
Right. I also think it is hard to predict something like this, but this already has been an interesting outlook on the future of English, though.
And maybe, if you're not a native English speaker, you can pay attention to how many English words do you use in your native language.
Okay, dear listener, thanks for tuning in, and you will hear of us more next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.